We're back this morning on Rochester Speaks, talking to another local organization making a great impact in our community. Let's head to Greece. We're talking with Pastor Jeffrey Reuter from Hope Church. Good morning, Jeffrey. Thanks for getting up early and spending a little time with us this morning. Tell us a little bit more about what you do at Hope Church.
Oh, yeah. First of all, good morning, John. Always a pleasure to get to talk to you. Well, here at Hope Church, our overarching vision is to share the hope of Jesus with a world in need of hope. So we believe that we have a light in an ever-present darkness, and it's our goal, our mission to share that light with other people. And so my role specifically at this church to accomplish that mission is to help people get connected in community with each other. So a lot of outreach, a lot of community building.
Yeah, and it's huge now more than ever, right? We're more connected, yet more separate than ever. So talk a little bit about how in a church setting, in a faith-based setting, it can be so powerful, not just for people's walks in their faith, but also in community together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's always a fascinating thing, what you were alluding to just a second ago, to walk into a place that's filled with people, but still feel so alone. You see that when you go to the grocery store, you're surrounded by a ton of people. I only know me. Well, the same is true pretty much anywhere you go. And the last thing we want is for people to feel that on Sunday mornings. So what we try to do, not just on Sundays, but really all throughout the week, is give people a place to see other people and be seen, to love other people and be loved, and to celebrate what's going on in the lives of other people and be celebrated ourselves. And so that small groups goes a long way in doing that. But we also try to do that with families at large. So not just kind of adults that walk in, but we want every single person, regardless of age or life stage, to be able to have that opportunity.
And one way that you do this and share so much hope and inspire the community and get the community involved, even those outside the church, is through Kids Camp, which is coming up this week. And I know registration is currently closed, but talk a little bit about that mission. And I know it's an annual tradition for Hope Church to do this Kids Camp, and how many lives that you touch through this.
Yeah, Kids Camp has been a longstanding tradition as part of Hope. And I know I'm pretty new to Hope still, but everyone I talk to, I mean, we've been waiting an entire year for Kids Camp. And as you're saying, it's a great chance for kids to have a safe place to go to. It'll be July 15th through 19th. And it's a chance for kids to go and spend time with other children, especially in the hot summer days. There's air conditioned rooms. There's properly vetted and instructed adults to supervise and to speak into the lives of these young children, give them a chance to play, a chance to grow, and to have that community. Another part of Kids Camp that we really like is Thursday night, kind of almost a closing ceremonies. We have all the families come into the sanctuary. We really, really try to speak into their lives as a family. And then we have almost a carnival in the parking lot just to really celebrate the week and celebrate families. And what an awesome week we had with their kids. And it's a great chance, not just for us to celebrate the children, but for other families to get a chance to get to know each other and have a ton of fun in that way.
And one thing that's so inspiring too about Kids Camp, from what I know, and also just the church in general, is how volunteer supported you are. I mean, there are so many people involved with Kids Camp who are even taking the week off, right, just to serve in that way. Where does that giving heart come from? Whether it's at Hope Church or just in a church setting in general.
I mean, part of it is we live in a society that's really quick to dehumanize people. People are seen as projects or as pawns, but really the church's message is we're all on equal footing. I get to see you not just for your political identity or your profession, but I get to see you as a unique individual who was created by God and is cared for by Him. And so that's really what sets churches apart is to really see people for who they are as God's creatures. And so that really inspires a lot of people in the church to want to give back. to really love and support and encourage people. And one easy way to do that, one easy and great way to do that is to volunteer in any way possible. And what better way to volunteer than to shape and mold the lives of young children in a positive way.
We're talking with Pastor Jeffrey Reuter from Hope Church in Greece, and their kids camp is coming up this next week. So a lot of young lives will be touched through that. But I know that you have other great outreach missions too, and other lives are touched through programs like the Center for Hope. Talk a little bit about what that is and how that's involved with Hope Church and serving so many in the community.
Yeah, the Center for Hope is a really it's a wonderful place, a wonderful operation. It operates within the walls of Hope Church on Vintage Lane, but the Center for Hope is it's an organization that really tries to meet the needs of people, basic needs. We're working on expanding the needs into the medical side as well, but currently, what we do is people who are low income and need some food. They can stop by. There's a number of different days of the week and month where they can stop by and really be treated as equals and get to do their own shopping for high quality nutritious meals and snacks. And another way that we care for them is to provide some check-in care. So any individual who walks in gets a chance to sit down with a counselor and just to debrief how things are going. And we get to figure out ways beyond just meeting food needs that we can care for these people who come in.
So it's a great resource for the community and especially the underprivileged in our community. And talk a little bit about how, you know, how much of a difference that is, because certainly you're a church and you're caring for people spiritually and in their faith walk, but you're also now caring for people who may not even be a part of the church whatsoever or may not even have any relationship with any church, yet you're caring for their physical needs. What is the relationship there between the spiritual need and the physical need?
Yeah, that's a great question. As people, we're not just bodies, we're also souls. And so that's really a holistic way to care for people is to care not just for spiritual needs, but for physical needs. And so as those who kind of latched on to the spiritual side as Christians, we also want to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ to other people. And so with the spiritual resources we have and the physical ones as well, we want to provide for those needs for other people. And like you're saying, that goes beyond the church walls here. It goes to the community at large because we believe each and every person deserves to be cared for in the way that we think Jesus wants to care for them.
You know, a lot of criticisms of churches in general, and maybe it's a shortcoming in some church settings, but I know not so much the case at Hope Church is just this idea of judginess, this idea of, you know, you can't come as you are. Yet at Hope Church, I know people, they're wearing whatever they're coming in wearing. They're not looked down upon for whatever baggage they've even carried in their past. Why does Hope pride itself so much in allowing people to come in and actually encouraging and welcoming people to come in just as they are without having to clean up their act first?
Yeah, well, I think that's how each and every one of us were welcomed in by Jesus. The requirements to get into heaven have nothing to do with who we are or what we look like or what we've done. It's everything about who Jesus is and what he's done. And so when we have tasted that reality and experienced that ourselves of walking into the presence of Jesus, coming exactly as we are, filthy rags and all, why would we have that expectation for someone else? So yeah, that's where that pride comes from is knowing that's how we've been treated and we want to treat other people that same way.
We're talking with Pastor Jeffrey Reuter from Hope Church, and Sunday mornings are when you meet. And you just mentioned come as you are, and the importance of welcoming people, you know, whether they're no matter where they are, right, on their faith journey. When do you meet on Sunday mornings? Tell us a little bit about how people from the community can get involved with the church if they're interested.
Yeah, so Sunday mornings we have three different services. We have a traditional style service that meets at 8 a.m. Then we have two contemporary services, one at 9:30 and one at 11. So those are great ways to be able to have chances to spend time with us on Sunday mornings. And in terms of other ways to get involved or to see us outside of Sundays, really some of the best ways, we talked about kids camp earlier. We really love families, and so we have a lot of different opportunities for families, especially to get involved, so that you don't need to have one or to have a bunch of kids. It's just one of the easiest avenues. So actually, there's a parenting class that I'll be teaching on Wednesdays, starting at the end of this month. So going July 21st through August 28th, it'll be here at the church from 6:30 to 7:30. Again, that's Wednesday nights on parenting. Another thing we have going on is Hope has an excellent playground, not just inside, but there's a huge indoor playground as well. And that's open on Tuesday mornings from 9 to noon. Not this next week with kids camp going on, but starting the 23rd, going all the way through August 13th. There's just open playtime in the gym, or sorry, in the playground for anyone to come along and get to meet other families, have their kids get to play. Another excellent thing that we have here at Hope is some wonderful volunteers, a professional a dance company and an owner and instructor. She has offered her services for a 5-week dance class for kids after kids camps. That'll be Sunday mornings at 10:45, starting not this upcoming Sunday, but the next, July 21st. So a lot of different things for kids and families to get involved in. But again, everyone's also welcome to check out the Center for Hope, to check us out on Sunday mornings. And you can also email us. My email is pastorjeffrey@sharethehope.org. I'd love to get the chance to talk to anyone who's interested.
sharethehope.org for all information too. And just to reiterate, a lot of great opportunities, whether you're part of the church or not, stop on by those dance classes on Sunday mornings, starting up week of the 21st. Also open playground on Tuesday mornings, during the summer, as well as, that parenting class starting up on Wednesday evenings with Pastor Jeffrey himself. So a lot of exciting things going on and certainly making an impact in the community. Learn more about Hope Church up at sharethehope.org. Pastor Jeffrey, thanks so much for your time this morning and for all the great work you're doing in our community.
And God bless.